सदानंदाना जय ब्रजनरंजना जय जसोदानंदाना जय ब्रजनरंजना जय जमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जन बल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय जसोदानंदना जय ब्रजनरंजना जय ब्रजनरंजना नंदना जय जय जमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी
जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय विष्णुपाद परिव्राजक चर्च परमहंस श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की इस्कन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की विष्णुपाद परिव्राजक चर्च परमहंस श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधकुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय श्री श्री राधा रास विहरी की जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय गौर निताय की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज भागवतम ग्रंथराज भागवतम की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాస్తమహాబందే శ్రీగురుదినతారిణే పరమానందమాధవం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 24 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 7. ద టైటిల్ గోస్ టు చాంటింగ్ ద సాంగ్ సాంగ్ బై లార్డ్ శివ. తత్రాపి హంసం పురుషం పరమాత్మానం ఆత్మదృక్ జజంస థల్ లోకతం ఆప కుశలేన సమాధీనా. తత్రాపి హంసం పురుషం పరమాత్మానం ఆత్మదృక్ జజం సతల్లోకోతాం ఆప కుశలేన సమాధీనా తత్రాపి హంసం పురుషం పరమాత్మానం ఆత్మదృక్ జజం సతల్లోకోతమాప కుశలేన సమాధీనా. తత్రాపి హంసం పురుషం పరమాత్మానం ఆత్మదృక్ జజం సతల్లోకోతం ఆప కుశలేన సమాధీనా. హంసం పురుషం హంసం పురుషం పరమాత్మానం ఆత్మదృక్ కుశలేన సమాధీనా. తత్రాపి హంసం పురుషం ప్రాణం ఆత్మదృక్ మాతాజీస్. కుశలేన సమాధీనా. తత్ర అపి డిస్పైట్ హిస్ ఎంగేజ్మెంట్ హంసం, వన్ హూ కిల్స్ ద డిస్ట్రెస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ కిన్స్మెన్. పురుషం, అంటు ద సుప్రీం పర్సన్. పరమ ఆత్మనం, ద మోస్ట్ బిలోవెడ్ సూపర్ సోల్. ఆత్మద్రిక్, వన్ హూ హాజ్ సీన్ ఆర్ అక్వైర్డ్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్. జజన్, బై వర్షిపింగ్. తత్ లోకోతాం, అచీవ్డ్ ద సేమ్ ప్లానెట్. ఆప, అచీవ్డ్ కుశలేన, వెరీ ఈజీలీ. సమాధిన, ఆల్వేజ్ కీపింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్టాసీ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ఆల్దో మహారాజ్ అంతర్ధాన్ వాజ్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ సాక్రిఫైసెస్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజ్డ్ సోల్, హీ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్లీ రెండర్స్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లార్డ్ హూ ఎరాడికేట్స్ ఆల్ ద ఫియర్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్. By thus worshipping the Supreme Lord, Maharaj Antardhan, wrapped in ecstasy, attained his planet very easily. Purport. Since sacrifices are generally performed by fruitivity actors, it is specially mentioned here, tatrapi, that although Maharaj Antardhan was externally engaged in performing sacrifices, his real business was rendering devotional service by hearing and chanting. In other words, he was performing the usual sacrifices by the method of Sankirtana Yajna as recommended herein. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam సాక్ష్యం ఆత్మ నివేదనం. భాగవతం 7.5.23. డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ కీర్తన యజ్ఞ, అండ్ బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ ద సంకీర్తన యజ్ఞ వన్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ ఎలివేటెడ్ టు ద ప్లానెట్ వేర్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ రిజైడ్స్. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫైవ్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్స్ అచీవింగ్ ద సేమ్ ప్లానెట్ వేర్ ద లార్డ్ రిజైడ్స్ అండ్ లివింగ్ విత్ ద లార్డ్, that is called salokya liberation. Om gyana timirandhasya gyananjana salakya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namo namo vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha sunyavadi paschatya desatarine జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్త బృందం. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. వి హావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ కట్ ద మంగళాచరణ. సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ explaining. So before that, I would go to the just previous verse. Prabhupada mentioned something here in the purport that in the last, on the plea of performing sacrifices, he retired from the royal majestic power at a very early age. So when he was the king, and that time he has to do the justice, like for those criminals in the country. In his kingdom. So, but he was not liking that part of his duty. So that's why he just decided to, in the plea of doing sacrifices, he would retire from that kind of activities. So that day, and why he desired to do that, why he wanted to do that? Because he is a self-realized soul. So for a self-realized soul, hanging around this kind of activities is not wise. No matter what, this kind of work will go on, because the Krishna is like the Lord Vishnu is the maintainer, he's maintaining everything. So that was his thought. So why he would waste time there to doing all these activities? So when he saw, and that's why Prabhupada mentioned, in very, very early age, he retired from that. And then he was doing this, all these other sacrifices. But also Prabhupada mentioned here, in particular this verse, sacrifices are generally performed by fruitive actors. So, and also Prabhupada mentioning here, he is a self-realized soul. For a self-realized soul, it's not necessary to do this kind of sacrifices. And then Prabhupada also mentioning later that he was doing, externally he was doing sacrifices, but actually he was doing the Sravana and Kirtan, which is directly a devotional service. He was engaged in devotional service, not in any other sacrifices. And externally he was doing the sacrifices. So here we see all self-realized souls, they only want to do the devotional service. Why they want to only do the devotional service? Bhagavatam also mentioned, like, Veda bole jato mukta mahajan parabhyame kare sada hari sankirtan. So who are the mukta mahajanas? Those are self-realized souls. They are mukta, like liberated, you know. So Bhagavatam says that, Veda bole jato mukta mahajan, all this Veda and Bhagavatam, they said, jato mukta mahajan parabhyame kare sada hari sankirtan. Parabhyame means the spiritual sky, they always do the hari sankirtan. That's their natural activity. So that's why Maharaj Antardhyan also performing this activity, though he is a self-realized soul. So here we see, like, this devotional service is an extraordinary thing. It's not like we have, like, so many processes of self-realization, different kinds of, but last one obtained the devotional service. That is like ultimate. It's not like something jnana, karma, yoga, or siddhi, but this is, this devotional service is completely different. It's completely transcendental. So what is the difference between that devotional service? Why is devotional service is glorified? What is the cause? What is the benefit one get in devotional service? What the benefit get in devotional service? So devotional service, the benefit is that we'll get a relationship, that our relationship with Supreme Lord, that easily we can connect. That is the main benefit. Other activities, it's not possible to do that. Jai Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Sri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. So devotional service is glorified. So here we see, like in Shastras even, there is no evidence in Shastra, like with any other activities, anyone conquered the Supreme Lord. But here we see, through the devotional service, there are many evidence there, which is unconquerable. Supreme Lord is unconquerable. It's like Asama Urdha. It's like nobody can defeat him. But with this devotional service, one can conquer the Supreme Lord. Like here even he said that, Krishna, Aham Bhakta Paradhina. So that is the one benefit one get, that he conquered. But that way, like how he conquered? How he conquered the Supreme Lord, which is like infallible. Like, you'll see, like, one, in Upanishad, one story is there. Sometimes this demigods was became proud. So, but the Krishna's duty is, when the demigods get proud, he has to crush the pride. So, then Krishna thought, oh, they are getting proud now. So then Krishna appeared as a Brahman in front of demigods, like, that time, see, he appeared first with wind god. So he appeared, then he said, who are you? He says, I am a Brahman. I said, who are you? I am the wind god. What you can do? I can blow up everything, whole universe, in a second. So then, then as a disguised form of Krishna, disguised in Brahmin, Brahmana, he said, okay, can you blow this blade of grass? He just put a blade of grass in front of him. He said, then wind god tried his like whole strength, no? But he could not even like inch, even 1 centimeter, no? He could not blow even 1 centimeter. So then this Brahman came to fire god, Agnidev. There he also represented the same thing. He said, Agnidev said, I can just like burn everything, whole universe in a second. That time, then he said, okay, burn this blade of grass. Then I'll know that you can do something. So then he put that same thing, he could not do that also. So that's why he crossed many demigods, so there are many activities. So but here we see like demigods with this power, with this yogic siddhi or with this karma, there is no evidence anywhere, even in the Veda or in Bhagavatam, that anybody conquers Supreme Lord. But we find many evidence that Krishna when conquered by his devotees. So when one time, even another thing you've seen, one Jnani, like what is his name? Kesava Kashmir. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young that time, no? Was a school teacher, just. And that time he was with full of knowledge, and he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time he was like, already like conquered all whole India. Then he just like, oh, anybody, he challenged, like anybody can defeat me. Then he, later he came to Navadvip. And then Navadvip also Navadvip also so many great scholar is there in Navadvip. But still, they're afraid of Kesava Kashmir, who can defeat him. So, then they just said, okay, just put Nimai in front of that, him. If Nimai defeated by him, oh, he's a young boy, no? Doesn't matter anything. But if he can defeat him, then it's a great, it's glory of Navadvip. So that way, all this Navadvip Vasi, this Brahmana, they tricked. Huh? So then they send him to Nimai. So there he, first Nimai just offered obeisances, oh, you are a great scholar. Then he challenged Nimai. He said, this is not a challenge. I cannot take your challenge, Nimai said. Because you are so great scholar, how can I take your challenge? Just if you want, Ganges is flowing here, just glorify Ganges, so we'll listen from you a little bit. So that way, he glorified Ganges, and the way he was glorifying, it's difficult for a common person to even, like, what he's saying, like, it goes so fast, huh? we cannot hear what you're saying even. So, after that, when he finished everything, he said, how did you like it? Asked him. He said, I liked, but you are a great scholar, but there is some mistakes. He was like so astonished, like, how come? When I sing, even nobody can hear, how can he find the mistake? No. So that way, later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found some mistakes, and then after that, he understood. And the night time, he prayed to Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, then Saraswati informed the Supreme Lord. So here we see, like, nobody can conquer Supreme Lord with this kind of knowledge, karma, jnana, yoga, siddhi. It's not possible. But here we find when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later in his Leela, he met one time Kholavecha Sridhar. Everybody knows about Kholavecha Sridhar. So then one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, glorify me, glorify me. So that time he said, then Kholavecha Sridhar is like illiterate, no? He didn't know anything. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started glorifying. And what he was glorifying? He said, Bhakti yoge bhisma toma jinila samare Bhakti yoge josodai bandhila tomare. So with this bhakti yoga, bhisma conquered you in the war, no? Like Krishna has a vow that I won't hold the weapons in the Mahabharata war. But Bhishma, what he did? He said, okay, I'll break your promise. So out of love, Krishna did that. Krishna hold the weapon. Because everybody knows the story, so I won't go for that. So that we say, like, due to this bhakti, due to this devotion, Krishna defeated by Bhishma. In the same way, Bhakti Yoga, Yashoda Bandhila Tomare. Due to this pure love, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. That we know that the Damodar Leela is there. So this is because of bhakti only, devotional service. So then he's saying, Bhakti Yoga Tomare Bechila Satya Bhama Bhakti vase tumi kande kaila goporama. He's saying, bhakti vase tomare bechila satyabhama. Due to this devotional service, pure love, satyabhama, Krishna, Mother Satyabhama, Krishna's wife, in Dwarka, she sold him to Narad Muni. No, everybody knows the story also. So here we see satyabhama sold Krishna. So due to this, bhakti is there. Then, bhakti vase tumi kandhe kaila goparama. Who are the goparama? These cowherd boys. So due to this bhakti, Krishna carried his cowherd friends. So that's amazing, no? So that way Krishna defeated by, in the, anyway, they are Krishna defeated by the pure love. Here everything is coming. Then he is saying, Ananta Brahmanda Koti Bahejar Mane Setumi Sridama Gopa Bahila Apane. So you carried like all these universes in your mind. So you can say like how much weight Krishna will be. Huh? So then Sridama Gopa carried Krishna in his pastime. So these are all, we see, only the bhakti one can conquer Krishna. That's why devotional service is very much glorified. And Krishna is like to be defeated by his devotees. Because when he is defeated by the devotees, he gets that rasa, nirjasa. He gets that. Because Krishna is a rasa lampata, he wants to release. So he likes to release this kind of rasas. Same way also, like Krishna saying that in Bhagavatam, that Mata Oti Hina Bhave Kare Lalan Palan. My mother, she thinks I am just a normal boy, small young boy, and that way she served me. Like if I won't eat, then I will die. Something will happen to me, somebody will attack me. So that way she is so concerned. So that way with pure love. Then he said, Sakha More Skande Chadi Karen Arohan, the same way, like my friends, they want to ride on me, on my shoulder. But then when I say, no, I won't do that, then say, you and we are all same. What's the difference? So out of pure love. Huh? But Krishna likes all these rasas. Krishna wants that. That's why Krishna does this. Then he's saying, Priya jadi mankari karana bharsan, Vedastuti hoite taha hare mor man. So Krishna is saying, like gopis, all these cowherd girlfriends, Krishna's saying, Priya jadi mankari karana bharsan, Vedastuti hoite taha hare mor man. Krishna is saying, it even pleased me more than even Vedastuti. So this is out of only pure love. That's why pure love is glorified. And that pure love, how one can get? Through only devotional service. And devotional service, how one will do the devotional service? Through Sankirtan Jagya. So Sankirtan Jagya comes here again. Prabhupada mentioned here in this purport. The Sankirtan Jagya is a thing. Like Kali Yuga definitely is prescribed, like Kali Yuga is only Sankirtan Jagya can be performed, not all other sadhanas. So Sankirtan Jagya, we say, when you do Jagya normally, like what we do? Other Yagyans, what do? We do the fire sacrifices. Burn the ghees, then utter the mantras. That way we perform the other Yagyans. But in Sankirtan Jagya, what do? We do kirtan, but where is the fire? Where is the flame? Without flame, how there will be jagya? So we need some flame, no? But there is flame in Sankirtan Jagya also. So what is the flame? They say, the acharyas describe Sankirtan Jagya, there are seven flames in Sankirtan Jagya. It's called Sapta Jiva Jagya. Sapta Jiva. Seven flames are there in Sankirtan Jagya. Mahaprabhu mentioned also all this. So what are the flames? He mentioned in the first verse of Shikshashtakam. Cheta darpana marjanam, first flame. Then Bhava Maha Davagni Nirbapanam, second flame. Then Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, third. Then Vidya Vadhu Jivanam, fourth. Ananda Mudivardhanam, Pratipadam. Purnamruta Swadhanam, Sarvatam, Sarvatma Snapanam, Parama Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So there is seven flames in Sankirtan Jagya. So when we do, but how these flames will go up? Like normally when we do the mantra, other yagyas, then flames go up. When the flames go up, then we know Jagya is successful. No? when there is no fire, they'll put ghee but no fire. That means yajna is something, some problem in the yajna. So that means flame is not going up. So when these flames go up, all these flames is mentioned here. Cheta darpana marjanam, by chanting, by doing this sankirtan, if our cheta darpana, what is that cheta darpana means? The mirror, heart. When that heart is cleansed, then we know that that flame is up now. When that flame is, we are not cleaning the heart, that means that flame is not going up. So that from that way we know that our yajna is successful or not. So these seven symptoms of this first verse of Sikshashtakam, this is for saying that what is the description of this Sankirtana Jagya? And what will one will get the benefit from this Sankirtana Jagya? From this Chetadarpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirbapanam. Like Bhava Mahadavagni, like we say Sansara Davanalas, no, we are in like this Bhava Maha, this Sansar. Davagni, this is like Davagni Sadrus, just like Davagni. So, when that Nirbhapanam, no? Bhava Maha Davagni, Nirbhapanam, it just clear it out. Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Sreya means fortune. No? Sreya Kairava. Kairava means white lotus. Chandrika, moon, waxing moon. Chandrika Vitaranam, distribution. No? Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam and Vidyavathu Jivanam, life of all knowledge, Vidyavathu Jivanam. Ananda Mudhi Vardhanam, Ananda Mudhi Vardhanam, Ambudhi means ocean. So ocean of like Ananda, pleasure, no? Please, like the rasas. Huh? Ananda Mudhi Vardhanam, it will just ever increasing, no? Ananda Mudhi Vardhanam, Pratipadam, every step. Madhivardhanam, Pratipadam, Purna, Amruta Swadhanam, full of nectar, Amruta Swadhanam, Sarvatma, Snapanam, like bathing the Atma, bathing the soul, huh? With cool water, Sarvatma, Snapanam, Parama Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So that Sri Krishna says, all victory to that Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Jai Sri Krishna Sankirtan ki jai. So then, Mahaprabhu, these Sikshashtaka, Mahaprabhu gave this Sikshashtaka, no? We said that Mahaprabhu gave this Sikshashtaka. So Mahaprabhu explaining this Sikshashtaka one time to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. So that time he is saying, when he first read this verse, huh? That is his own verses, no? Own compiled verses of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he said, next verse is coming. Namnama kari bahudha nijasarva sakti. Chatrapita Niyamitaha Smaranena Kala. So he is putting in this Sankirtana Jagya, in this name, holy name, in his own holy name, he put all his strength, all his, like, all his energies. Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Sakti, all the strength is there in his holy name. Chatrapita Niyamitaha Smaranena Kala. There is no Niyam, rules and regulations, when one can chant this name. It can be chanted any time, no? That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita also said, and nicely they said, that there is no Niyam, no regulations. Khaite suite jatha tatha naam loy, kala desa niyam nahi sarva siddhi hoy. So wherever, anytime you just can name. Like another in Chaitanya Bhagavat also says, Kishapane, Kibhajane, Kibhajagarane, Aharnisa Chinta Krishna Balaha Badane. Wherever you're sleeping, you are dreaming or you are eating, anytime you can take this name. So that's holy name. So powerful. This does not depend on any rules or regulations. That's the main thing. He's supremely independent. Like Krishna is supremely independent, holy name also supremely independent. Doesn't depend on anything else. One chant, you'll get. Another thing is comes here now. Okay, Mahaprabhu said one time one chant, holy name, he'll get relieved. Huh? But again Mahaprabhu also said, Bahu janma kara jadi sravana kirtana tabutana paiva krishna pade prema dhana. Why he said like this again? So Bahu janma kara jadi sravana kirtana. If you do many lives this Sankirtan, Sravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting, Still, you won't get Krishna Prem. But here, and previously he said, one time you will chant Krishna's name, then you will get Krishna Prem. So what's the difference? His own things. He's saying both the words, no? Both the statements. He's giving one time, you'll get one time chant, you'll get Krishna Prem. Now other time he said, Bahu janma karodi sravana kirtan tabutana paiva Krishna pade premathan. What is this then? So Mahaprabhu, two things putting, huh? So what would do now? So what should you do now here? Is that Krishna Prem Mahaprabhu said, that is pure holy name, without any offenses. That one chance, one holy name, one cannot do that much of sin. If that one holy name can eradicate that much of sin. One even sinful person, if he tries even many, many lifetimes, he cannot do that much of sin if one holy name can take out. So, that's Mahaprabhu's instruction here. See, Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. See, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, but Krishna is a theoretical teacher. That our Gurudev, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami always say, Krishna is a theoretical teacher. So when Krishna went back to Golok, he thought, okay, I spoke everything, all the knowledge, confidential knowledge, but all these fallen souls, they don't know how to observe this, no? So that's why I have to come as a practical teacher. I have to show them. Now Mahaprabhu is here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, and he's teaching us. So that's why he's putting the question and giving the answer also, both. Because he's a practical teacher. He has to do this. If he does not do that, then who will do that? So here we say, like Mahaprabhu said, that we have to chant the pure holy name without any offense. Then only that is possible. That one holy name can do that. So then Mahaprabhu also taught us like how to approach to chant that pure holy name. To whom we should approach to chant that holy name? We should approach to Guru and Krishna. So when we'll go to Guru and Krishna, how should we approach to Guru and Krishna to chant that pure holy name? Or how will he has to impart us, no? So what we should do when Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, first time he met Sripad Ishwar Puri Maharaj, his spiritual master. That time he met him and he asked that when he said, Sansara Samudra Haite Udharo More Eyami Deha Samar Pilamu Tomare. It's so nice. Sansara Samudra Haite Udharo More. We have to ask to Krishna. Every day we pray Krishna. What do we have to ask him? Sansara Samudra Haite Udharo More. Please deliver me from this material existences. Say, dreadful material existences. Please, sir, deliver me. Now I surrender unto you. That should be the mood of Jiva. When that mood is there, then Krishna, Guru and Krishna, they hear our prayer. And that should be with the honesty. Not like we just say theoretical in our word, in our mouth, but inside our heart is something else, no? Then that Cheta Darpana Marjanam will not happen. Okay, when we really want, like when one really wants to take the medicine. When one suffers from a disease, really gets some pain, that time he feels, okay, I should get some medicine to release. So when we realize or we feel ourselves, really I'm in Bhava Bandhan. Unless we feel that, okay, I'm nice chanting, doing, eating prasadam, everything is nice, that time I won't ask this thing to Krishna. Okay, everything is okay, going well. I'll say like that. Okay, let it go. No, every day we should feel that pain of Bhava Bandhan. Unless we feel that Bhava Bandhan, how can we pray? How can we ask Krishna like that? We cannot ask superficially anything to Krishna. But Krishna is intelligent. He's antarjami. Everything he knows. Anything, any thought develop in our heart, Krishna knows immediately. Even before he knows that this thought is going to come. So we can see, we cannot cheat Krishna here. So that way we have to feel really, I am in Bhava Bandhan. Then only I can pray to Krishna. So then, Namnamakari Bahudha Nijasarva Sakti Tatrapita Niyamitaha Smaranena Kala Etadrusi Tavakrupa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdevam Idrusyam Ihajanina Anuraga. So then Mahaprabhu saying, he feeling himself is ordinary soul. He's saying that, I am a Durdeva. Huh? I do not have any strength. So please, no, I do not have any attachment to your holy name. Your holy name is so powerful. and so merciful, but still I do not have any attachment to that. I am Durdeva. And Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Manusya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajya Janya Sunya Visa Khainu. He's saying same thing, no? As a human was, but I do not have any attachment to Radha Krishna. That means I am willingly drinking the poison. So willing, nobody drinks willingly poison, but we are every day we are doing that. Without knowing that I am drinking poison. So that's the thing happening here. So then Mahaprabhu is saying, after that, no? After that, when he knows whole things, and then he's giving the process. How we'll have developed that attachment to holy name. How that holy name, I will always eager to chant that holy name, offenselessly. Then he coming to next verse. Trinadapi sunichena, taro ribasahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. So, Trinadapi sunichena, taro ribasahishnuna. So one has to develop this quality now, to develop attachment to Krishna's holy name. So, Trinadapi sunichena means, we have to feel ourselves. So sometimes devotees, they say, this is not possible. How can it happen? Impractical. It's not practical, no? So the practical question comes here. How it is possible? But it is possible. Practice. That practice, slowly, slowly, practice the practical. So then we'll get that practical. Real. This is real thing. It can happen. One can be Trinadapi sunichena, taro ribasahishnuna. Then, amanina manada. And see, another thing, amanina manada is the most difficult thing in this entire universe. Amanina manada. Even Trinadapi sunichena is easy, but amanina manada is very, very difficult. Because, see, amanina manada one can be only when one will get the qualification of first line Trinadapi sunichena. Unless you have Trinadapi sunichena, it cannot be amanina manada. That means you'll give respect to others, you won't expect any respect any time. Any place, all the time, place, circumstance, you won't demand that. So that's the most difficult. That's why Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. Huh? What he gave instruction? Amani manada haya Krishna nam sada labe, braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Is the instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu gave. Amani manada haya Krishna nam sada labe. So by become the Amani manada, you chant Krishna's name. Then you do worship of Radha Krishna in your mind. So Amani Manada is very much essential. So by that time when Mahaprabhu spoke this verse, he became so absorbed from that verse, he felt himself like so Amani, like so Trinadapi sunichena, himself, Supreme Lord. And he is saying there, what he is saying? The symptoms of how one should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra to awaken very easily one's dormant of love. This is the Trinadapi sunichena. Then as Lord Chaitanya spoke in this way, his humility increased and he began praying to Krishna that he could discharge pure devotional service. Now he's saying, after that, one can perform the devotional service. But until that, we are in the process. We are in the That we say, like normally, what that we say? Anartha Nibruti and all those category, no? So, Bhajan Kriya and Anartha Nibruti go on by that verse. After that, what is saying? Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying? And another verse also he's saying. By that he said, okay, now he is begging for pure devotional service now, in this verse. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye. Mama Janmani, Janmani Sare, Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahe Tukitvai. He's saying now here. So he's begging devotional service. So begging devotional service means he's giving up something else. Giving up all these material things. One side he's giving up material things, one time he's acquiring the devotional service. Simultaneously is happening, no? Like either se nikale to, either se phir dal diye. So that thing is coming. He's saying na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Na jagadisa kamai. I do not want any material, all this wealth, fame, adoration. Na dhanam. I don't want any wealth. Na janam. Do not want any followers. What's the benefit of this? Huh? What will get even? If you have so many followers, they will see jai jai for how many days? No? After that, they won't do that. They cannot do that. And na dhanam na sundarim. Even I don't want a beautiful wife to enjoy, then na jagadisha kamaya, not anything else. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahitya kitoi. That means he's asking for pure devotional service. Then he's saying,
dhana jana nahi mago kavita sundari sudha bhakti deho more krishna kripa kari.
Saying, I do not want any dhana jana kavita sundari. Please give me sudha bhakti, pure devotional service. That verse, this verse is saying that. See, this Shikshastaka is whole devotional service. If one just follow, understand, and practically, you know, realize the Shikshastaka, is everything is there. So, then next verse is coming. What is the next verse?
Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mambisame bhavam budau kripaya tavapada pankajasita dhuli sadrusam pichintaya.
So, ai nanda, because he now completely in like in mood of like dainya, no? You know dainya? Dainya means, what is that called? Very much down to earth, no? Very dainya, no? Dainya. So, humble, very humble, very much humble. By that time, he said, ai nanda tanuja, no? That means love is now, in what do you call it? Intensified now, it's developing now, love. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram, I'm your kinkar, no? I'm your das. So I forgot that, but now I remember now. I am your das. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam. I am patit. Mahaprabhu himself think I am patit. He's saying, but he's saying for ourselves, no? Nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam. Mam visame bhavam budhau. I am inside this bhavam budhau. Visame. Visaya visa. This bhavam budhau. This material, ocean of material existences. I am inside that. Bhavam budhau. Then, kripaya. Please make me dust of one dust at your lotus feet. She's begging now.
So he's like, Tomar Nitya Dasamui, Toma Pasaria, Podiachu Bhavarnabe, Mayabadhahoya.
He's saying, Tomar Nitya Dasamami, Toma Pasaria. I'm your servant, Nitya Das. I'm your kinkar. But I've forgotten. Completely the whole relationship forgotten. Even I'm trying now, I'm not able to remember. Completely forgotten. Padiyachu bhavarnavaya mayabaddha hoya. I'm here in this existence, mayabaddha hoya. Bhavarnavaya mayabaddha hoya. Kripa kari karamore padadhuli sam. Tomar sevaka karu, tomar sevan. Please, make me a dust at your lotus feet. Let that jiva, let your kinkar do your service again. He's praying to Krishna. He's requesting Krishna, let this your servant, let again join at your service. So that's Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Visame Bhavam Budhau.
Then next verse, see all these Shikshastaka one verse will take one class. Actually if we'll do the seminar, the one verse is for one class at least. So I'm just overlooking everything, no? One class is not sufficient for this.
So next is going to Nayanam Galadasru Dharaya Padanam Gadgadaru Dhayagira. So see all these verses now is in pure devotional service. All these sentiments, higher kind of sentiments. So we'll not discuss all these things now because this time is up, 9 o'clock already. So and in this verse like Nayanam Galadasru Dharaya Padanam Gadgadaru Dhayagira. In this verse he is asking the prema dhana, the love of Godhead, he is asking here, in this point. By saying,
prema dhana vina vertha daridra jivana dasakari betanamare deha prema dhana.
So this verse is asking what? Prema dhana vina vertha daridra jivana. Without love of Godhead, life is completely useless. Vertha means unsuccessful. Completely unsuccessful. So, dasakari betan more deha pramadhan. Please make me your servant. And as a salary, give me prem. So that's the actually service. Huh? When you do service, okay Krishna, I'm doing a service. Give me some big building, car, wife or something. That we are asking. What?
But instead of that, what should we ask?
Premadhana. Dasakari betan mare deha premadhana. Betan means salary. So please give me that salary of prem. I want that.
So these are the Shikshashtakam. If you will read or realize or discuss about Shikshashtakam, very nice things come. That whole devotional service from starting, like from your Sambandha to Prayojana, from Sambandha, Abhidhyan, Prayojana, everything in that 8 verses are there. One realize this 8 verse, definitely he is successful. So I'll stop here, and if anybody has any questions or comments, please go ahead. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, yeah. Mic.
Where is the mic?
The real worry, we have to feel it, no? The way we are suffering, it's actually like we have a disease. We get a pain, no? We get pain in our body, anywhere. Then we realize, okay, now I have to go to a doctor. So when we realize what I'm doing is wrong, and it is going to give me a bad result, like bad karma. If all the bad karma has bad results. So if somebody doesn't know that, he'll do the bad karmas. Later he may suffer. But by knowingly, now I know, by doing a bad karma, I'll get a bad result. So by knowingly we do means, okay, I'm going, these are little intelligent class people. Only intelligent class people can think like this. Otherwise, if he's dumb, like a fool, he cannot think that I'm suffering here. Because even the pig, no? Pig even thinks like I'm enjoying, but that is not an enjoyable place where he's enjoying. So same we think here, we are also enjoying. We don't need anything else. Same way we have to realize, intelligently, realize that I am suffering here. And after all the Bhagavatam, all the Bhagavad Gita, even Veda, all everywhere it is said, this is the Dukhayalama Sasataha. Even in our lifetime, if we'll sit down one place and think little bit, peacefully. Okay, from starting of my life, from my birth until now, what is the balance? How much pleasure and how much distress? Every time you'll see probably 2% pleasure and probably 98% distress. It's everybody's life that. And I have, even you can see many rich people, or many like famous people, there if you go to close to them, then you will know that actually how they are suffering. I know a few people like that, how they suffer. So from that I can desire, at least I don't want that position. Because he's suffering there. So why I want that desire that position? So that's why you feel it's filled up everywhere, whole world, whole universe. Even universe after universe, whole material world is like that. When one will feel that, he'll only desire now. This is Sansara Samudra now. I am inside now. Bhavarnava. Please deliver me. Sansara Samudra Hite Udharamare. Eyami Deha Samar Pilamutam. Then he will come to the surrender point. And even like one will not surrender. That's another point came in between. That Mahaprabhu said one Krishna Nam will deliver, but instead Bahujanma Karajadi. See, one Krishna will deliver. When we surrender to Holy Name, then we can chant pure name. When we won't surrender to Holy Name, but simultaneously we chanting will go on. Like we do Sankirtan all the time, but without any surrenderness, with the ego, with my pride. If we'll do all those things, then I will be not successful in Sankirtan. Okay, humbly. That's why Mahaprabhu brought that verse, third verse. After he glorified Holy Name, next process starts with Trunadapi Sunichan. So Trunadapi Sunichan starts, then Hari Sankirtan will start. Trunadapi Sunichan is not there means we cannot do Hari Sankirtan. It's not possible. That's not process. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji.
Yes,
Prithi Maharaj, we are saying many times that he was offering devotional service.
Yes.
But strictly speaking, he did meditation upon Krishna in the forest. So he was doing the Ashtanga Yoga to realize Lord Krishna and not the ninefold devotional service that we are doing. So he, in the strictest sense, he was a meditator and not a devotee.
See, after all, you say that time the time was when he was in Satya Yuga. That time meditation was recommended anyhow. Yeah. But as a pure devotee, as a meditating also, he was meditating on Krishna. Because Krishna came himself to him directly. No need to do any meditation for him, anything. Because he, like Dhruva Maharaj, he did the meditation long time. After that, Vishnu appears, no? So he, the same way Krishna already appeared to his kingdom. And he already spoke to Krishna. That time he doesn't need any meditation. He already was in the sadhya stage. Like sadhya and sadhan. We do sadhan for sadhya. He was already in sadhya stage. That time, but he was showing example to others. But he was showing, because though he is a great person, like jajat atarajdi sestas, no? Jajat atarajdi taraha. So itarajan, but like other people, for other people he was performing that activity. Otherwise, for himself, it was not necessary to do anything even, because he was already like purified, already like sadhya stage, no?
And Rushi is a yogi or what?
Who?
Rushi. Any Rushi,
yeah.
He is equivalent to yogi or what? Devotee or what?
Yogi means what you said. Yogi Rushi. Is like, yogi can be anything. Bhakti yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, anything.
No, but Rushi is Ashtanga yogi or?
Rushi.
Any Rushi.
That means Muni and Rushi, those Rushi. Rushi, yeah?
Yes.
Well, Rushi, what does it mean, Rushi means?
They fit into which category?
Huh? Saint. Yes, Rishi means saint. So it can be any anybody can be Rishi, no? Anybody you can say Rishi, no? That means who is saint? Oh, that means saint Saptarishis, yeah? Okay, so what do you say that why they are Saptarishi? Why they are Rishi? Okay. No. You said because they give knowledge, that's why they are Rishi. But knowledge can come from anywhere else also, no? Okay.
So, whether Rushi is a jnani, yogi or bhakta, what?
See, if we say Saptarshi, Rishi is like Saptarshi, as Rishis, no? What are they? They are the, you can say, Saptarshi is like Vasishtha, all these Munis are there, no? Pulaka, Pulastha, no? All these are Rishis. So, Vasishtha also a devotee. He's a guru of Lord Rama. What is that? He said the Rishis. What is Rishis are yogi or bhakta or jnani? That is his question. So if you say the Rishis, take the example of Rishis, Vasishtha Muni. Just take one Rishi. So Vasishtha Muni, who is Vasishtha Muni? He's a Brahmar, huh? Yeah. But simultaneously also, they perform also devotional. Yeah. Yeah, Savana Krishi, he spoke the Bhagavatam. Yeah, Devarsi Narad, there he spoke the Bhagavatam. So, these are also, see, you cannot say they are yogi or anything. They start to, see, whatever they start with their yogic padati, they start dhyana or dharana, whatever. But ultimately, they end with bhakti.